些道理。
We continue to study the truth in Exodus.
我们请看出埃及记。
Please turn to Exodus.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。第二节
，Verse two，
神的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料呢，荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。第三节
，Three，
那摩西就说啊。我要过去看一看这大异象，这荆棘啊为什么没有被烧坏呢？第四
，Four，
那神看见他要过去看，就从荆棘里呼叫他说：“摩西，摩西。”他就说：“我在这里。”第五节
，Five，
神说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋子脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”第六节
，Six，
又说：“我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。”摩西就蒙上脸，因为怕看神。那这是摩西啊，他受神选召为他工作的开始。
This was the beginning of God's calling of Moses and the beginning of his Moses' ministry.
当时他已经在为他的岳父啊。牧养他的群羊大概有四十年的时间。
Moses had been shepherding for his father-in-law for 40 years.
那这四十天当中呢，那当然圣经没有很详细的记载他是怎么生活的。
The Bible does not give us many details on the 40 years of his life.
但是那圣经里面就把他的人生啊分为三大段。
The Bible basically divided Moses' life into threeparts.
那第一段，他在王宫里的生活。
In the first stage of his life, he lived in the palace.
第二段是旷野里的生活。
The second stage was his life in the wilderness.
那第三段就是他为主工作啊，带领以色列百姓出埃及的生活。
In the third stage, was Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt into out of Egypt.
那第一段呢，大概他在王宫里头的生活呢。是描写他啊，他自己呀、啊、很有自信，所以他就是一切。
In the first stage, Moses lived in the palace. He was very self-confident. He thought that he was the center of it all.
因为他在王宫里面学了很多各种不同的学问。
He learned many kinds of many forms of education and all kinds of knowledge.
所以他就觉得很有自信。
He was very confident.
但是呢，神不要人有那种以自己为中心的自信。
But God did not like to see this kind of egotistic confidence.
所以神要把他自信啊全部的摧毁拿掉。
God wanted to take away all such form of self-confidence.
因此呢，就让一些事情发生在他的身上。
God allowed certain events to occur in his life.
他打死一个埃及人，然后呢，怕法老王啊要。追杀他，他就开始过着一个逃亡的生活。
He killed an Egyptian, and to flee for his life, he became a refugee.
啊，那一年呢、啊，大概是他在四十岁的时候。
This happened when he was about 40 years old.
啊，昨天呢，我们就谈到他逃来到一个井旁。
Yesterday we learned how when he was fleeing, he came to a well.
那这是他第二个人生阶段的开始。
This was the beginning of the second stage of his life.
也是他人生一个转捩点。
It was also a turning point for him.
因为他本来是已经无助了。
He was helpless.
然后他就到井旁就有希望。
But because he found this well, he began to have hope.
因为这样子就找到他的工作，也找到他的妻子。
Because of this, he was able to find an occupation and find a wife.
生活就安定下来。
His life became more stable.
可是他不再是一个王子的。
But he was no longer a prince.
他跟王宫的生活就一点关系都没有的。
He had no more connection with the life in the palace.
他失去了社会地位。
He had lost his social status.
他失去了钱财。
He lost his wealth.
他失去了名声。
He lost fame.
他失去了对人的影响力。
He lost his influence.
所以他可以说是失去了一切。
He lost everything.
啊，这个时候啊，他简直啊，什么东西都没有的。
He had nothing left.
什么东西都不是。
He was a nobody.
所以在那个时候呢，就进入到出埃及记第三章。
And this brings us to Exodus chapter 3.
那个时候他大概是八十岁。
Moses was about 80 at this time.
所以在那个时候，神就向他显现。
At this time, God appeared to Moses.
神在哪里向他显现呢？
Where did the Lord appear to him?
根据第三章的第二节。
According to Exodus 3 verse 2.
神的使者从荆棘的火焰中向摩西显现。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush.
那后来摩西年老的时候。
Later, when Moses became old.
他在回忆他以前啊，怎样受蒙选召。
He recalled the moment when he was chosen by God.
他回想以前他在服侍神的生活。
He recalled his life serving God.
所以他也就想到这一段啊，他特别想到这一段。
And it came to his mind this particular moment.
所以这一段他就形容说，我们是主啊，我们的主为什么？我们的主那个主人啊，神，他就住在荆棘里头。
He said that the Lord lived in the thorn bush.
他住在荆棘里的主跟他显现呼召他。
The Lord who lived in the thorn bush appeared to him to call him.
因为这个事情让他非常感动。
And this event really touched Moses.
所以他在想起以前事情，假设没有让他深深感动的话，40年呢，怎么想得起来？
If it wasn't such a moving moment, he would have forgotten about it 40 years later.
你看，我们人生过了很多的各种不同的事件呢。
We go through so many events in our lives.
那四十年以前的事情，我们想得起来吗？想不起来呀。
Can we recall things that happened 40 years ago?
但是，假如有特别的事件的话，我们就想得起来。
Unless this event has some special significance.
那是这一辈子都忘不了的。
These would be events that we can never forget.
哪怕只有几秒钟的事情，也是忘不了。
Even if the event lasted only a few seconds.
你看，有人看异象。
Some people have seen visions.
那异象只是几秒钟事情而已呀。
Visions probably last only a few seconds.
这辈子他都全部记得。
But these are things you cannot forget.
我们看当时呢，保罗要到大马士去逼迫基督徒。
Paul was on his way to persecute Christians in Damascus.
突然之间呢，天上大光就照着他。
Suddenly, a light shone from heaven upon him.
那也可能是几分钟的事情啊。
That probably lasts only a few minutes.
那几分钟的事情，对他的人生那么长的人生来讲，简直是小事情。
So a few minutes really were nothing compared to his entire life.
但是他说啊，他以后呢，他不敢违背那从天上来的异象。
But Paul said later that he did not disobey the voice from heaven, the vision from heaven.
神对于他几秒钟的动作呢，对他的一生来讲是非常重要的。
God's action, which lasted only a few minutes, has such a profound impact on him.
所以他说这是极大的恩典。
Therefore, Paul called it immense grace.
他这辈子都记得很清楚。
He remembered it very clearly for the rest of his life.
摩西也是一样。
The same was with Moses.
神从荆棘里的火焰中向他显现。
God appeared to Moses from the midst of a bush.
以色列百姓知道这个荆棘的历史啊。
The Israelites knew the history of this thorn bush.
这个荆棘啊，本身就是兽做主的。我们亚当始祖犯罪以后了，难道地就兽做主？
The bush was cursed by God. The thorn was cursed by God.
那地就长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
What was the product of a curse from God on the ground?
以前在伊甸园里头啊，不是这样子的。
But it wasn't so. In the life in the Garden of Eden,
伊甸园里哪里有什么荆棘
？In the Garden of Eden, there was no thorns.
伊甸园里头都是各种不同美好的果树。
The Garden of Eden was filled with all kinds of wonderful fruit trees.
让人可以享受。
For men to enjoy.
可是他们犯罪以后
，But after they sin,
神就咒诅大地。
God cursed the ground.
要生出荆棘跟蒺藜来。
As a result, the ground gave forth thorns and thistles.
荆棘呢，没有人喜欢呢。
No one likes thorns.
说旧约圣经啊，就说荆棘是被践踏的。
So in the Old Testament, we're told that the thorns are stepped on.
荆棘是形容那些社会上的匪类、匪徒啊。
Thorns are used as an analogy for the scoundrels in the society.
那荆棘啊，是形容社会上的渣滓，那叫废物。
they are used to refer to the scums of the earth.
说荆棘是所作主的。
They are cursed things.
是犯罪的结果。
They are the result of sin.
是被轻视的。
They are despised.
被践踏的。
They are stepped on.
这社会上的渣滓。
They are the the scums of the earth.
是人所不喜欢的。
They are despised.
是不受欢迎的。
They are unwelcome.
但是呢，我们的主啊，却是住在其中啊。
But the Lord lived in the thorns.
那这个事情啊，让摩西非常感动。
This really touched Moses.
第一个，当时啊，以色列百姓是做奴隶啊，做辖制的状态之下。
The Israelites were living under oppression.
你看，受辖制是被轻视的。
Because of that, they were despised.
埃及人民的最小一个小孩子啊，像这些小孩子啊，都可以命令以色列的大人啊做事情。
Even an Egyptian child could command a Hebrew adult to do something.
要是我们这里的话，你小孩子叫大人做事情，大人一定骂他说没礼貌。
If this were happened today, you probably scold the child and said, "You don't know your manners."
没教养，没有教养。
You don't know your manners.
Cultivated. 好，那假若呢，可以这样子啊？那我们大人的地位在哪里？我们大人的自尊在哪里？
Because if you're ordered around by a child, where is your dignity?
那当时以色列百姓就是处于这种状态之下。
This was the condition of the Israelites.
所以在社会上的地位来说，他们简直就是像荆棘。
In terms of their social status, the Israelites were like the
thorns. 被人践踏在地上的。
They were trampled on.
哪里有什么自尊呢？
They had no dignity.
可是呢，神却是住在当中。
But God lived in such a thorn bush.
他们好像是很绝望。
They seemed to be in despair.
他们没有社会地位。
They had no social status.
但是神没有弃绝他们。
But God did not forsake them.
神仍然跟他们同在。
God still dwelt with them.
因为神住在荆棘当中啊。
Because God lived in the midst of a bush.
荆棘有刺。
Thorns have
有刺。
Thorns are thorns. Thorns can prick.
那个刺啊，就会刺伤人啊。
Thorns can prick people.
所以以前呢、啊、的人呢、啊，经常种荆棘啊，当围墙篱笆啊，围起来保护自己啊。
So sometimes thorns were used as a material for building a fence.
啊，当然我们今天的围墙有的是用那个什么铁丝网围起来。
Just like how today some fences are made of wires, chicken wires.
有铁丝网啊，是还有加上那个什么。哇，那个很会伤人的，好像是很利啊！你一抓的话，手一定会被弄破的。
Some of these wires even have spikes on them.
有时候我去巴西啊，很多人的围墙都有那种东西啊，我连看都不敢看，我就想着哇，要我的手去抓那流血怎么办？
When I visited Brazil, I noticed that many fences were made like that, and just the thought of getting hurt from that fence was terrible.
有的那个围墙啊，是用这个破碎的玻璃哈，这样去做的破碎玻璃，然后把它用水泥再把它连上去。
Some mixed broken glasses in the cement in the concrete when they built a wall.
当然那是现在科技的结果，现在人民文明比较进步，可以有那些东西。
These are the products of modern technology.
以前呢，没有这些东西呀。
But people didn't know how to make these things in the past.
So they
used thorns or thorn bushes as a means of protection.
So 凡是要接近这个家庭，他必须要爬过荆棘。那荆棘有刺啊，就会伤害到他。
If you want to get close to this household, you have to get over that fence of thorn bushes.
So 我们刚讲到荆棘就代表整个以色列民族。
Just now, we mentioned how the thorn bush represented the whole Israelites.
可是荆棘啊，确实有刺。
The bush had thorns.
所以，假如是要所摸荆棘的话，他的手会受伤啊。
Anyone who wants to touch this thorn bush would get hurt.
所以，凡是要攻击以色列民族的人，他这个民族也会受伤的，神会找他算账。
So anyone who wants to attack or hurt the Israelites will have to be accountable to God.
请看撒迦利亚书第二章第八节。
Please turn to Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8.
撒迦利亚书第二章第八节。
Zechariah chapter 2 verse
8。万军之主说，在显出荣耀之后，差遣我去惩罚那掳掠你们的列国，摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
For thus says the Lord of hosts, he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye.
瞳仁是很敏感的一个地方啊。
The apple of our eye is the most sensitive part.
也是很容易受伤的一个地方。
It is also the most vulnerable part.
一粒沙子进去的眼睛啊，我们就受不了。
It cannot even allow a grain of sand.
这是很敏感的地方。
It is very sensitive.
但是有人摸以色列人的瞳仁，就有人欺负以色列民族的话，那神会找他算账，就会伤害到他们自己呀。
If anyone touches the nation of Israel, is actually hurting themselves.
因为荆棘啊，荆棘带着刺。
Because the thorn bush can prick.
所以有人，我们看从历史啊，有人欺负以色列民呢。
We can see how in history the Israelites were often oppressed.
神就找他们算账。
And God held these enemies accountable.
尤其是那些以色列民族周围的那些国家
especially the surrounding nations.
反观先知书里头啊，神就找他们算账。
We can see from the prophetic books how God held them accountable.
那现在呢，荆棘啊，有火焰烧着。
Now God appeared in the flames in the midst of a bush.
那火焰呢，就是代表着啊神的荣耀。
Flames represent the glory of God.
就是这一章啊，撒迦利亚书第二章的第五节。
And we can see this from Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5.
第二章第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
神说，我要做以色列四围的火城，并要做其中的荣耀。
For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
所以神他应许要保护以色列这个民族。
God promised that he will protect the nation of Israel.
神本身要做他们的火城。
God will be a wall of fire all around her.
做其中荣耀。
God will be her glory.
这个火就是神的荣耀啊。
The fire represents God's glory.
神用他自己的荣耀来保护他自己的百姓。
God protects his people with his own glory.
所以不会受欺负。
So that they would not be bullied.
只要他们所行的道理，那神一定保护到底的。
If they follow the way of God, God will protect them to the end.
神保护这个国家。
God will protect the entire nation.
所以我们今天来讲，就像这样子的。我们也是荆棘，我们以前在社会上也是没有什么地位啊。
The same is true for us. We were like thorn bushes in the world.
好像保罗他所说的，社会上有地位的人不多呢。
We did not have status or position, just like how Paul said that many of us who are called do not have social status.
但是神呢，选召那些人呢
？But God called these people.
选召那些被世人所看不起的一群人。
God called those who are despised by the world.
但是呢，神要保护我们。
And God will protect us.
他要做我们的火城。
He will be a wall of fire around us.
我最近搬房子以后啊，有很多这个保险公司啊，他们要来卖他们的保险。
After I moved into my new house recently, many insurance companies contacted me to sell their products.
当然他们说这样子才能够保护你的家。
They tell me this is how I can protect my home.
可是我看，就是有两层啊，有三层保险公司保护的那些家庭啊，还是一样，有的是受到攻击。
I see that even houses with a lot of who has paid a lot of insurance can still get damaged.
所以我想去做一个牌子啊，自己做一个牌子。
So I figured I should probably make a sign.
So protected by TJC.
That says protected by TJC.
然后再加上这个 TJC， 我们不是有个800的号码吗？要有问题啊，打这个800号码。
And we have an 800 number, so if there's any problem, you can call this 1-800-TRUE-GOD.
当然把那个 True God 把它改成号码。
And you can change the True God to convert that to a number.
神保护比那个保险公司的保护更周全呢。
God's protection is even more perfect than the protection of insurance companies.
因为他是我们四围的火城。
Because he is a wall of fire all around us.
火在荆棘里烧着。
The fire is burning in the bush.
火在保护着我们。
Fire protects us.
没有人能够接近我们的。
So nobody can get close to us.
但是很奇妙，那个荆棘啊，没有被烧毁。
But miraculously, the bush was not consumed.
因为这是神的荣耀啊。
Because this was the glory of God.
这个不是普通的火。
This was no ordinary fire.
这是神的荣耀在那边烧着，在那边跟以色列民同在。
God's glory was burning, and was present among the Israelites.
所以神的同在就是有神的荣耀。
God's presence means His glory is among us.
我们身上都有神的荣耀。
All of us have God's glory upon us.
因为我们领受圣灵。
We have received the Holy Spirit.
圣经说神荣耀的灵。
That's why the Bible calls God's Spirit the Spirit of Glory.
那圣灵在我们内心啊，跟我们同在。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts and is with us.
所以很自然的，我们也有火啊，我们也有神的荣耀。
So naturally, we also have the fire and the glory of God.
那我们看那个荆棘到主耶稣时代
，during the time of Jesus，
虽然是被咒诅的
，even though the thorn was an accursed thing，
虽然是被轻视的
，it was despised，
被践踏的。
It was trampled on.
但是呢，在主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，But when Jesus was on the cross,
有人却是用荆棘编成一顶冠冕让主耶稣戴上。
People placed a crown of thorns on Jesus' head.
荆棘还是荆棘
，The thorns were still thorns.
但是荆棘的内在的品质已经改变了。
But the essence of the thorns have changed.
我们本来是荆棘啊
，We used to be thorns.
这不重要的。
This is unimportant.
我们犯罪的时候
when we sin,
我们还没说起以前是死在罪犯当中呢。
Before we were baptized, we were dead in our sins and trespasses.
我们是被神所践踏的，因为犯罪。
We were trampled underfoot by God because we have sinned.
离开神的荣光的。
We have left the glory of God.
但是呢，现在蒙神的拣选。
But now we have been chosen.
我们神要用我们呢。
God wants to use us.
要让他变成一顶冠冕，让他戴上。
God now makes turns the thorns into a crown.
我们信主耶稣以前跟信主耶稣以后还是一样，我们脸型都外在都一样，不会改变。
Before we believed in the Lord and after we believed the Lord, our appearance remains the same.
但是我们内在的品质改变了。
But our inner essence has changed.
请看彼得后书。
Please turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse
3. 第一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。因他已将宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们因脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。好，那第五节以下就是记载这些德性。所以我们现在呢，就是跟神的性情有份的。
We now have become partakers of God's divine nature.
但是我们外在还是跟一般的人一样。
Although our appearance may be the same as the rest of the world.
可是我们内在的品质已经改变了。
Yet our inner essence or substance has changed.
我们内在不再是普通荆棘了。
We are no longer ordinary thorns.
我们内在就发出神荣耀的光辉了。
We are able to shine the glorious light of God.
我们内在的我就可以被变成一顶冠冕。
Our inner beings have become a crown.
我们内在呀就发出生命的光辉。
From our inner life, glory is manifested.
这个就是荆棘的见证。
This is the testimony of thorns.
这个也是我们的见证。
And this is our testimony too.
我们生命被改变。
Our lives have changed.
所以圣经才形容我们，神要赏赐给我们丰盛的生命。
So the Bible tells us that God gives us an abundant life.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们有神的性情，跟神的性情有份呢。
Because now we are partakers of God's divine nature.
你看这个信心是有信心呢。
So as we can see here, it is full of faith.
不是自己的自信哦，是因为神而来的信心，神所赏赐的信心。
This is not self-confidence, but faith that comes from God.
我们还要德性。
Then virtues.
有认识神的知识。
Knowledge of God.
我们要节制，有忍耐。
Self-control, and patience.
你看这种品德哪里得啊？
Where can you obtain these qualities?
就叫神赏赐给我们一个新的生命。
They come from a new life from God.
改变我们的品质啊。
These can change our inner essence.
所以我们生活就很有朝气。
Because of that, we have vitality in our lives.
我们是一样有火在我们荆棘，在这个荆棘上焚烧着。
It is like the fire, flames of fire burning within the thorn bush.
但是我们当然不会被烧坏呀。
But we are not consumed. 因为
那是神荣耀。
Because it is the glory of God.
哇，在我们内心一直烧着。
It is burning within us.
我们就能够发出生命的光辉。
And we're able to shine forth the light of life.
我们就为很自然的就为耶稣做见证。
Naturally, we become witnesses for the Lord Jesus.
我们看哈，因为时间关系啊，我们看当时摩西看到荆棘被火焚烧以后
，When Moses saw the fire in the bush,
他觉得很好奇呀。
He was curious.
他要去看一看。
He wanted to go and see.
所以一个人生命被改变以后
，When a person's life has changed,
有人会也是会一样会觉得很好奇呀。
The people around him would be curious too.
哇，你以前是像一头狮子啊，这和那火教徒那大声小声的，现在怎么变成一只绵羊啊？
You used to be so fierce and loud as a lion, and now how come you have become a lamb?
啊，你以前是脾气很暴躁的人啊。
You used to have a very, very bad temper.
啊，现在怎么那么柔顺，都不愿意发脾气啊？
How come you have turned so gentle?
啊，现在骂您打您都不愿意发脾气的。
And you don't get angry even when people take advantage of
you. 所以有人就会觉得很好奇啊。
People would be curious.
然后当时主耶稣还医治一个瞎眼的人。
When Jesus healed a blind.
那大家也是在那边讨论个老半天。
All the people were discussing among themselves.
那平常不会讨论的呢。
This would not have happened.
因为那个瞎眼的就瞎眼的人，他是一个乞丐。
If the blind continued with his life, he
was a beggar. 可是现在他眼睛能够看见的。
But now his eyes were opened.
大家觉得很好奇。
So they were curious.
因为他生命被改变了。
Because his life has been changed.
他的确跟以前不一样。
He was no longer the same as before.
大家都很好奇，会讨论呢。
People were curious, so they discussed among themselves.
那个瞎眼的人就很简单的告诉他啊，就是因为有一个人叫耶稣啊，他告诉我啊怎么做怎么做，所以我的眼睛就看见了。
The man who was blind told them very simply, there was a man Jesus who told me what to do, and I was healed.
我们每天啊，在我们生活上啊，发生很多事情。
Many things can happen in our lives.
因为我们跟主耶稣连接上关系。
Because our lives have been connected to Jesus.
我们生命被改变了。
Our lives have been transformed.
所以我们对事情的看法就跟一般的人会不一样。
So the way we look at things would be different from the way other people look at things.
因为我们价值观改变了。
Because our values have changed.
一般人看起来是很不幸运的，很糟糕的。
What people deem to be a misfortune.
但是我们看起来是好的。
To us, it could be something good.
因为我们要信心啊，相信神的作为，神会把一件不好的事情变成好的。
Because we know the works of God that He can turn the bad to good.
荆棘本来是不好的。
The thorn bush is supposed to be bad.
但是神要用它来编成一顶冠冕，让耶稣戴在他头上。
But God is able to transform it, place it on Jesus' head.
所以今天我们也是一样。
The same is true for us.
我们一天呢会发生很多各种不同的事情。
Many things can happen in our lives.
好的事情感谢主啊，不好的事情也是好事情。
We thank God for the good things and view the bad things as good things too.
因为主是要用它来彰显神的荣耀。
Because through these, God can manifest His glory.
要用它编成一顶冠冕。
He can turn it into a crown.
所以一件事情都是好的。
So everything is good.
因为我们的看法跟别人不一样。
Because our viewpoint is changed, is different.
神改变了我们内在的生命的品质。
God has changed the inner quality of our lives.
荆棘有见证。
The testimony of a thorn.
何况是有生命的我们呢？
Thorns can be a testimony, how much more?
有思考的我们。
We who have life in us and who are able to think.
更是会活出生命的见证。
How much more shall we bear a testimony of life?
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray.